بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله, we completed the 24th para today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned an ayat where he gives so much hope to everyone. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not lose hope in Allah. When this ayat was revealed, a lot of kuffars wanted to accept Islam, but they thought that because the sins they committed were so serious, they feel they will not be able to be given hidayat and no one accept them. Because of all the major sins they were committing all the time, so they had no hopes of being forgiven. So on that occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat, showed them that they can accept, as long as they accept Islam, Allah ta'ala will forgive their sins. Just imagine the greatness of Allah ta'ala, the kind of Allah ta'ala, what big sins they were committing. Major sins, killing people, the rest of it, committing zina, adultery, all kinds of sins. But once you accept Islam, Allah forgives all your sins. But the only thing is this part, that they must know this part, that that's before, they have to make tawbah before the souls leave this world. In other words, you've been given the opportunity now to make tawbah. But if you do not make tawbah, thereafter if you pass away, it's obvious that you lost them. So you've been given the chance that now that you must repent, ask forgiveness, make tawbah, and thereafter, inshallah, Allah ta'ala. That is why in the Quran it mentions many people were regretting why they did not accept Islam. They will even say, how nice if I was there now to accept Islam, so I can bring among those people. All those things they say after, when they don't accept Islam. But they were given the opportunity. But for us it's a very great ni'mat also, that Allah Ta'ala is showing us that no matter, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْلُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, that you must remember Allah is prepared to accept your tawbah, accept all your tawbah, repentance. But remember, try not to go back to the sins. The most important thing is not to go commit the sin again. Our tawbah is like this, that we make tawbah and tomorrow we want to do it again. So that is not called tawbah. Tawbah is you make with a strong heart, you know, at heart, that I am not going to commit the sin again. And Allah forbid, it does happen, you make tawbah straight away again. But at the time of making tawbah, repentance, istighfar, at that time you must be sure, very strong at heart, I am not going to go back to the sin. Like you find people today, they say, that Ramadan came now, in Ramadan I won't commit this sin, after Ramadan I'll commit sin. Now what do you expect that to be? People got some very weakness in them, they want to commit this act and that act, all kind of sins they want to commit, but they'll do it after Ramadan, they not now. Now that is not called tawbah. That is like running. It's not good at all to think like that. It's very, very bad. You're playing fools in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there's been given this opportunity where to make tawbah, you will make tawbah immediately. The kuffar been given the opportunity that you accept Islam, no matter what sin you have committed, Allah will forgive every sin of it. And now if you don't look to accept Islam, then thereafter, when you go, and then you regret there, at that time nothing will help at all. Opportunity is there, as long as you've got life, you will make tawbah. That's one ayat. Another ayat is, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. This ayat is a very, very ayat that is read by every mosque. They read this ayat. But no one ponders upon this ayat. He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ. That they say, رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, my Rabb is Allah. It's very easy to say, my Rabb is Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا is the most important thing, to be some very, very steadfast in what you say. Now, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا means to be very, very steadfast, not only for one day, one year. In other words, when you say, this is my Allah, He is my provider. He's my sustainer. He's my curer. He's my everything. That's the meaning of that. The thummas taqam, the time when you get sick too, you use the right means to get sick, but the curer is who? Allah Ta'ala. You don't tell them that that medicine has cured me. If that fear, that Allah does not put fear, that cure in that medicine, you will not get cured at all. To show you that you knew the right correct means, and thummas taqam, then stay firm. Likewise, he's a sustainer. You use the correct means to get your rosy, your sustenance. You do not use the wrong avenues. You don't use the haram way to get your sustenance. You use the correct way to get your sustenance, but your trust in Allah, Ta'ala it is. You use your business, you open your business in the correct means, in every way, the correct way. But it's not my business, Allah Ta'ala doing the business. The barakat comes, the sustenance comes, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That's the meaning of that. Thummas taqam, that you stay firm. No matter what happens, you say that Allah Ta'ala is my sustainer. You won't use the wrong avenue like how today it is when certain person go through some difficulties, they use the wrong avenue, they use the banks and paying riba and interest and the rest of it too. They do not know there's a war with Allah Ta'ala when it comes to interest. People do not know about it. And when the war is on and day after your life become a misery, then you know what to do. Whatever little you have, you lose all that too. Little bit of it, maybe for a few days you may enjoy the thing, but you come to realize that what a big mistake I made. So don't ever think of going to the banks. That is not what you're going to get, because once you get to the bank, you get bunk of that. And then no one is going to help you after that. No one is going to help you. That's why if they caught you, at the moment you go to the bank, you start a war with Allah Ta'ala. So the sustainer is Allah Ta'ala, the curer is Allah Ta'ala, everything is Allah, thumma rabbar. The moment you say Rabb, this is my Rabb, then Rabb means He is me, for me, for everything. I must not look towards Him. Thumma staqamu means to be very, very firm. No matter when you're going through any difficulty, at that time, you know, you only come to know that you how strong you are with this Rabb, is the time when you're going through some tests. When you're going through some tests, at that time you come to know whether you're really firm, whether you really mean manual so much taqam, you firm. That's why one sahabi, when the Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaving this world, said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're going to be away from this world, what must I do? He said, Ilm amantu billahi billahi wa fastaqim. Bring iman Allah Ta'ala on the thing, and fastaqim means to be firm on the thing there. That means that is sufficient for you, for your sustenance, for your success in this world. So we have to also know this Quran. And inna lillahi qala rabbuna Allah thumma taqam. Tatanazzal al malaika. That person was very firm, stays firm all the time. For him, tatanazzal al malaika. The time when he's going to pass away, the malaika descend on him. And invited him, warned him, and welcomes him. Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. You have no fear at all. You were so firm in the world. You had Allah within every way. Now, they send down to come and welcome them. Then you come, that is the malaika. Allah tafabu, do not have any fear at all. But she will be turned and they give them back time in the terminals. So when a person got this quality in him, that he has totally trust Allah Ta'ala in every way, and is very firm in that, at the time when he's passing away, he's a very, very, very fortunate person. Now he is a person who wants to pass away. Because he's everything of the best in this world. So he's waiting for him to pass away. The Farishta, the angels, they welcome them. Allah tafawwarata wa bashiru bil jannah. And give them black tidings of jannah. Nahnu awliyaukum fil hayat. In the dunya to them, your friends and akhirat they'll be friends too. What can you better than that too? So this ayat means, that's why they say, when you got iman, you got iman in you. Your iman was of that kind that you can, the mountain can shift. But the iman won't shift at all. You must become that kind. Then you see how much barakah you get in this world. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, whatever I said, Allah Ta'ala. Amal can be tawfiq, let's not put my dua to down. No. So, أما حمد الله الذين من قبل ربنا وحمدنا على قبل وأرضعنا وحمدنا أنت مولانا سيدنا وحمدنا
ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين وصلى الله تعالى على